HPR is bringing you a number of stories about trash and recycling in this new year. And this morning, we circle back to the issue of composting. Reporter Ku'uwe Hiraishi joins us live to talk about the efforts on the Garden Isle. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. We were able to look at this backyard effort pretty much to divert a lot of the waste that goes into the landfill on Kauai. And this has been a long-going program for them. So Kauai County has been offering these free composting backyard bins for about 17 years. And so they've seen getting in there early has really allowed a lot of residents that I have met while on my visit to be exposed to the idea that they have this backyard solution. So food waste or green waste when you're doing your yard, compostable waste, really, newspapers, paper, cardboard, whatever you are generating in your household can be put into these composting bins and turned into soil or mulch for you to use in your garden. So it doesn't even get to the point of having to be handled by the county, meaning no pickups, no collection, no having to deal with contracts, contracting someone to do it. This is something that everyone can do at the household level. And according to Allison Fraley, the Solid Waste Management Program Coordinator for Kauai County, it is one of their most cost-effective diversion programs, aside from trying to get people to recycle and trying to get people to use less waste or generate less waste. This has been their top program.
It's about a ton a year per household, so it's a significant amount of waste that is being diverted. I've seen other communities that do sales or are subsidized, but it's, you know, considering how much is diverted through this program, it's just a no-brainer to purchase them outright and get them out to the public so they can use them.
And free really goes a long way anywhere when households are thinking about, okay, what can I do to help with the waste problem without having to, you know, strain my bank account?
That's impressive, though. A ton a year,
exactly, per household. So we're talking about food waste and as I mentioned earlier, green waste on Kauai, and I think on most of our islands and counties here in Hawaii. Green waste is diverted. We understand that, okay, this can go somewhere else. And so a lot, I think the diversion rate on Kauai is about 64%. So 64% of the green waste that's diverted by landscaping services or households, that all is not taken to the landfills, but instead turned into mulch or something that can be used as a product for gardening.
Interesting. So it's amazing that Kauai's been at the forefront. Yeah, I guess because maybe they're small and they have that, you know, the flexibility to move on a dime.
Exactly. What I think the total cost of the unit's going to be from 50 to 60 bucks per unit. But when you think about the amount of waste that is diverted, according to Keola Aki, the head of the county's recycling program, they make that money on that one bin back in a year in terms of the amount of waste that's being diverted. So very cost effective. But when they kind of take a bigger look at everything that is going into the landfill, so anything that's compostable, all that paper, all that green waste or anything that gets in there that can be composted at the household level, it's trying to figure out how to do that perhaps at a local regional level, right? So a bigger, large composting facility. And I met Nikki Kunioka-Voles, a Kapahi resident at the transfer station in Kapa'a. And she had this idea of having the same sort of, you know, all the dumps, having a place for composting to drop off your compost, so to drop off your food waste, drop off your green waste in those areas and have that composted along where you would take your trash.
I would like us to see, like, how we have here, how we have these sort of refuse stations and drop-off points. I'd like to see something like that for compost. That would be awesome, you know, because there are certain things that we don't want to compost at home. There are rodent problems. You don't always want to compost your meat waste, you know. You don't want to compost your dairy and your cheeses because that brings out the larger rodents and the larger pests. So to have smaller sites that are spread out, for me, would be a huge, huge impact.
So thinking about what to do next, I guess, for Kauai, because they are at that point where they're updating their solid waste management plan, and perhaps a regional composting is something that the residents might want, that they might want to consider to get more of that compostable waste out of the landfill and turned into mulch, essentially, and gardens and whatnot. Jesse Brown Clay, the project coordinator for Zero Waste Kauai, has done his program, and what Zero Waste Kauai has done on Kauai has been to teach the younger kids in the schools what composting is about, so that they can see when they take their lunch, right, and they have all this food waste, that they can turn that into something that will help them grow more food. But starting with that younger generation, it's educating them about the impact as well of what happens to our organic material when it does go into the landfill, that there are consequences, environmental consequences, to having organic waste in the landfill.
The issue is that organics in the landfill, so green waste, food waste, stuff that is like biological, when that's in the landfill, it's breaking down and causing leaching, like all the water is kind of running out and grabbing up all the other toxic stuff in the landfill, and it's hitting the ground and going into the water table. And it's also off-gassing and releasing methane at the same time. So having organics in the landfill is kind of not a good thing. The awesome thing is composting is a local solution. And so kind of what we'd have to do is we would collect our food waste and send it to an industrial composting facility. We can also have small-scale regional composting facilities and community gardens. You know, this can be done in our backyard. And so for me, it's just kind of like it's a local solution for like a global issue.
And in speaking to Fraley, the Solid Waste Management Coordinator for Kauai County, there were some permitting issues in terms of the Department of Health, who regulates whether or not an industrial-sized composting facility would be available on Kauai, or could attain the room, the permits for them. She said that there needed to be some changes to allow for that. At that level. So Kauai County has been working with the State Department of Health to figure out how they can move forward with an industrial size composting facility. I do know on the Big Island, I think the target date was June last I checked. June 2020 was supposed to be the opening for a large scale composting facility there. So I think we're going to see a lot more of those possible solutions, those alternatives to figuring out how to take that compostable waste out of our landfills and divert them early. For Kauai, this is only about 10% of the total waste stream. But statewide, I looked up the numbers, about 26% of the food in Hawaii statewide goes uneaten. So possible food waste that could be used in compost.
Well, I think I'm with the Kauai resident, with Nikki, that, I don't want the bugs, I don't want the maggots, and I don't want the rats.
There is, yes. So all things we need to talk about when we figure out what to do next.
All right. Thanks so much, Kuvehi. That was HPR's Kuvehi Reishi talking about how Kauai is leading the state on efforts to encourage backyard composting.